Good evening. Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study. Tonight we're going to look at seven ways to trust God. You know, in today's society, we have many Christians who do not trust God when they're going through troubles, when they're going through everything that they go through. It is extremely difficult to trust Him in our daily lives when we're going through heartaches, when we're going through troubles, when we're going through the death of a loved one, when we're going through pain and suffering. It is extremely difficult to trust Him. Especially when everything is falling apart around us, it can feel as if we are drowning under the pressure of life itself. In these difficult times, it is hard to trust God. However, we need to always trust God, even when everything around us is going wrong, because God does everything in His control. God has every circumstance, everything in His control to make things turn out right. Even if we never understand why bad things are happening in our lives, we can always trust God's character and His goodness. If you're going through a difficult time right now and find yourself questioning God, trusting that He is working all things out for your good, you need to listen tonight very carefully, because I have some scriptures to cover with you that will help you trust God. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, and let's read verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Let's pray. Father, we pray, God, that you would help us tonight as we learn how to trust you through every circumstance, through every burden, through everything we go through. Father, give us the strength and wisdom tonight to look at your word and to see how we can trust you more, even in the rough times that we face in this life. For in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. If you're going through something unpleasant in life today, I'm going to give you seven ways that you can trust God. Number one, read His Word daily. Actively reading your Bible daily will help you build your trust in God. When you're actively reading God's Word, we will be better equipped to trust Him. Many places throughout the Bible tell us not to fear. Solomon tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Jeremiah tells us, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of the drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." These two passages teach us how we need to trust God. Jeremiah and Solomon both had a word for us tonight to tell us how to trust God. Solomon tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding of things that's going wrong in life. In all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your paths." That's the problem we have of many people today. Many people don't trust God. Many people try to work their own situations out. But the Bible says, don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on the ways of God. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your path. And Jeremiah even tells us, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord is. For he shall be as the tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not careful in the year of the drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In other words, Solomon is telling us, don't trust in our own ways. Jeremiah tells us that we should trust in the Lord, because when you're trusting in the Lord, you'll breathe like a tree planted by the river, and you'll be sucking out of your roots the water that feeds that tree, and you will yield fruit no matter what comes. In other words, if you will trust in God, if you put your hope in the Lord, you shall be as that tree planted by the waters that spread that roots out in the river and sucks up all of that water and gets true nourishment. That is saying that if we'll trust in God, God will provide us strength, God will provide us wisdom, God will provide us the mercy, God will provide us the grace. I remember Paul, when he was struggling, what did he do? He prayed to God. When Paul was fighting Satan, what did he do? He prayed to God. When everyone in the Bible, all of the prophets, come under derision, under trouble, under pain, even David prayed to God. So we need to, as Christians today, we need to read God's Word, read the promises in God's Word, trusting in the Lord always the right thing to do. There's no reason to doubt God, as He can be fully trusted to work all things out for our good, as He has promised in His Word. If we look back to the Old Testament and the New Testament, He always fulfills His promises, and He never backs out of any of them. He always follows through and helps His children out of the problems. He is a present help in the day of trouble. By reading these truths in the Bible, we are reminded that God is completely trustworthy. Secondly, how we can trust God? Remember, God will never change. A second way to trust God is to remember that God never changes. Paul says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Unlike mankind, God never changes. He does not change His mind, nor does His character ever change. Unfortunately, people in our lives do change, even those closest to us. This can cause us to not trust them anymore and drift away from them. God is different. He never changes, though, because His love and His goodness never waver. He is always there with us. He will never leave nor forsake us. Since God never changes, we can completely trust Him. James tells us, every good gift and every perfect gift is from the above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In other words, God never changes. We can trust He's the same as He was when He brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea. He's the same God that was there with Daniel in the lion's den. He's the same God when He brought all of the children of Israel into the Promised Land. God can be fully trusted because God never changes. He never falters. He never fails. He never leaves His children without help. Because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We've got angels all around us. We've got everything we need to understand that God never changes. The third way we can trust God is to remember that God does not lie. I'll say that again. Remember that God does not lie. A third way to trust God is to know that God cannot lie. Titus tells us, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. As Balaam spoke to Balak, he says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In other words, if God promises you something, God will bring it to pass. Many people have problems trusting God because they pray for things that they don't know what they're praying for, or they going through things and they try to do them on their own instead of trusting in God to bring them through that. They try to get through that problem all on their own. As we are told in these passages, God does not lie, and He does not change His mind. He is completely honest and truthful. Since He never lies, we can trust Him to be the same promise keeper He was to the Israelites. Sometimes, when I'm having a hard time trusting God with the little things in my life, I try to remind myself that since I can trust God with the big things of my life, such as salvation, redemption, and eternal life, then I can definitely trust Him in every other area of my life. God always tells the truth, and we can fully trust Him. Whether that be for giving us guidance, protecting us, or giving us salvation, we can trust Him because He does not lie. The fourth way we can trust God is remember God fulfills all of His promises. Another way to trust God is by remembering all the promises He has fulfilled in the past. Joshua said this, "And behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." In other words, Joshua is telling the children of Israel that God had always kept His promises. God had always fulfilled everything He told them He would do. God had always protected them. When He told them He would protect them. God always fed them. When He told them He would feed them. He always gave them water when they needed water. As they entered into the promised land, Joshua, who took over from Moses, because Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land because he struck the rock and stood of just touching the rock like God had told him. He struck the rock, and God's punishment was he could see into the promised land, but he could not enter into the promised land. So he had to trust Joshua to take over leading the children of Israel into the promised land. Every single promise that God made in the Bible was fulfilled or will be fulfilled in the future. The ultimate fulfillment of God's promise is found in Christ. Paul tells us, "For all the promises of God in Him," talking about in Christ, "are yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Through Christ, we can receive the promise of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. God never breaks His promises, so we can always count on Him. People in our lives tend to break promises, and they hurt us. And oftentimes, we can falsely assume God's character is the same. But I want you to know God is different because He is God. God never breaks His promise, and He will always uphold the promises He has made in the Bible. Fifthly, we can trust God when we remember God loves you. We can learn to trust God better by remembering that God loves us. God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Ever since the creation of mankind, God has pursued us. Despite all the flaws and sins, God still loves us. Paul said, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even if we make a million mistakes in one day, God's unconditional love still pours out in our hearts. Many times, it can be hard for us to believe God loves us when everything is going wrong or when we are in pain. However, God is still working everything out for our good behind the scenes. Even if we don't feel God's love, that doesn't limit his ability to lavish goodness and grace upon us. God's love is greater than our feelings. Whenever we don't feel the love of God, we need to use our minds to point our hearts back to the truth. Since God loves us unconditionally and for all eternity, we can trust him to fulfill all of his promises he has made to us." So that, my friend, is what we need to do. Remember that God loves you so much. He would never betray you. He would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He would always be with you. God remembers that we're made of dust. He remembers that we're frail. He remembers that we sin. He remembers that we're faulty human beings. So remember, since God loves you, that love never changes. God loves you with an unconditional love. God loves you so much, he wants to tell you today that you can always trust him because he loves you. He loves you so unconditional, and he loves you for all eternity. You can trust him to fulfill all of the promises he has made to us. And that, my friend, is truth of the Word of God. God never lies. God never betrays us. God never forsakes us. God is always with us. And my friend, if you'll keep that in your heart, you'll keep that in your mind, that will help you to learn to trust God. I want to tell you something, my friend, and I want you to listen very carefully. God loves you more than you can ever realize. God loves you with an everlasting love. God loves you more than you could possibly know. God loves you more than you could probably fathom. God loves you so much that he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He would never betray you. And his word is always true. So I want you to think about that tonight. And I want you to think very carefully as we go through this message. I want you to think about what we've talked about. God would never betray you. God would always keep you. God would always protect you. God would always be with you. And that, my friend, is remembering that God loves you, so he would always do those things that he's promised to do. Now, sixthly, we can remember and we can trust God because if we remember, God will never leave you. Another way to trust God is to recall the fact that God will never leave you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Paul reminds us what God said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." And since God will never leave us or forsake us, we can trust him. Like an earthly father or mother who stands by their own born child and cares for them, God cares for us as one of his children as well. He will never abandon us. He will never leave us as sheep to be slaughtered. Many people in our lives lose our trust because they leave us, but God promises to never leave us. Whether we are on the highest mountain or in the deepest valley, God is right there beside us. Wherever we go, God is always with us, even though we cannot see Him with our eyes. We can trust because He will never leave our side. And if we feel that He has left our side, we can trust that the Holy Spirit is always with us. Jesus, when He left this walks of life, He sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, to be our comforter, to be our guide, to be always with us in this life. So I want to tell you, my friend, and I want you to listen very carefully. God never will leave you. He'll always be with you. He'll always be there beside you. He'll always be there with you. Seventhly, and lastly, we can trust God when we remember God is working all things out for our good. It is true that God works out everything for our good, even if we don't understand it at the time. To reiterate, Paul says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Notice Paul did not say, "We think, we hope." He boldly says, "We know, without a shadow of a doubt, we know that all things, both the good and the bad, are working together for our good." How to trust God is the hardest part of life, can be difficult, but it can help when you know everything that is happening to us is working out for our good. God is in ultimate control, which means that even in the bad seasons of life, God is still working out His divine plan in our lives. We can trust God because He is working all things for our good, even if we may not understand why we go through such dark times in our lives until we are in heaven. The death of a loved one, the ending of a relationship, or losing a job may seem to cause nothing but misery. However, even in these bad circumstances, God is making beauty from ashes. As Elizabeth Elliot said numerous times throughout her life, suffering is never for nothing. God is working all of the events in your life for His divine purpose. Even the seasons that are dark, painful, and full of tears, we can trust God because He works all things out for our good. Finally, I want to mention this, trusting God. In closing, the concept of trusting God can be tough sometimes. However, it is always for our best that we trust God in every area of our lives. He deeply cares for us and loves us unconditionally. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from God's love. Paul says this, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Now I want to stop right there for just a minute. If God is for you, who can possibly be against you? If God is on your side, who can possibly come against you? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Is it God that justifieth? Who is he that condemneth? Is it not Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through God who loved us." Notice that. Verse 37. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us." Since Christ loves us, nothing can come against us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, my friend, if you're having difficulty trusting God today, these 7 steps are a good place to start trusting Him in your everyday life. I want to mention them again before you leave tonight because they are so vitally important. Listen, first of all, read His Word daily. Get into God's Word. Read His Word. Meditate on His Word. Put that Word down in your heart and you will learn to trust God. And secondly, remember God never changes. God is the same as He was in the Old Testament when He led the children of Israel out of bondage. When He brought them into the promised land, God is still the same God. Thirdly, remember that God never lies. God never has lied. He never will lie. God is incapable of lying. So every promise that God has made, He will come through on those promises. And fourthly, remember God fulfills all of His promises. Every promise in the Bible, God has fulfilled. Even those that we don't take to heart, God has provided the answer to every question. God has provided a problem and a solution to every problem in the Bible. God has provided every answer to every promise He has ever made. So, my friend, we can trust God because God fulfilled all of His promises. Fifthly, remember that God loves you. Because God loves you as a child of His, because God loves you as one of His children, He will always be there for you. You can trust Him to never leave you. You can trust Him to never forsake you. He is always there with you. That brings us to our sixth point. Remember, God will never leave you. Now, we've said this many times, but I want you to hold on to this more than anything that we study tonight. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God will always be there with you through the hard times, through the rough times, through the anchor times, through all of those times of your life when you may not realize that He's there. God is always there. He's always there with you to bring you through these times. And seventhly, and lastly in our message tonight, remember God is working all things out for your good. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you might be coming against, remember that God is working all things out for your good. Even the bad times. It didn't say God is working all the good things out for your life. It says God is working all things together for your good. In other words, God is working the bad times and the good times. He's working the hard situations and the good situations. He's working everything out to your good. So we can trust that God is working even the problems, even the decisions we have to make, even those rough times we go through, God is working all of them things out to our good. So I want you to take these 7 things tonight and take them and place them down in your heart and remember that God is God. We are not. But God can be trusted always to bring all things together for our good. Let us pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come together tonight, even though we're going through a rainy period. Father, we ask You, Lord, that You would bless this message. You would help us to understand, Lord, most of all, that You are God and that you watch over us as your children, and you will never lie to us. You will never forsake us. You'll always work all of those things out to our good. We trust you. We believe your word, and we want to let you know, Father, that we're trusting you tonight to work all things out to our good so that we might trust you even more. Father, give us that spirit that deep down inside of us that we would trust you, we would believe in you, and we would use you to be our promise keeper through the troubled times of life. For it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.